Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Grams. We are on day 1770 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Grams for today's trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge, and we are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold and sound judgment than silver. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Henry David Thoreau, and it is, a man had better starve at once than lose his innocence in the process of getting bread. So today's nugget is, don't lose your innocence. Doing what is right and living a life of integrity is much more important than any riches or resources that we can possibly attain. Therefore, it is much better to do without, even if it is painful, than to compromise your integrity by going against God's precepts found in His Word. There are few, if any, material things in life worth compromising your reputation. It may require that you step out in faith, knowing that if it is God's will, even if you need to sacrifice greatly, that He will provide. We should never do wrong, even if it seems that the result would be positive. The ends never justify the means. Do what is right always and long term, and you will live a rich and satisfying life. And our passage for today is Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people, and we are instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God, while we look forward to the hope of that wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be revealed. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,769 treks or read the wisdom journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you'd like to receive our weekly newsletter called Wisdom Notes, please email me at guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.